The artist doesn't have it easy. The compulsion to create is counterbalanced by the need to put food on the table, to invest in human relationships, and to function as a human being in society. Sunday in the Park with George, Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's Pulitzer Prize-winning musical about making art and about the work of the painter George Seurat, which is now at San Francisco Playhouse through September 8th, looks at the nature of art, at its creation, and at how one must compromise or not compromise in the face of personal and societal pressures. In an almost perfect self-contained Act One, we see George Seurat at work on his classic painting, A Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte, in love and in conflict with his fictional mistress and muse, Dot. As we watch him create his masterpiece, we also watch the subjects watching him, commenting on that strange artist with the sketch pad. The music follows the form of the work. Some might call the music itself pointillist, like the painting.
I don't see how the form is pointillist.
Composer-lyricist Stephen Sondheim.
Certainly the kind of harmonic language has to do with the accumulation of small details as opposed to chunky chords a lot. And often the accompaniments are the same thing, that the accompaniments are accumulations of various contrapuntal lines rather than of sort of what you call vertical structure, the horizontal structure of the music rather than the vertical.
There are liberties, of course, taken with how we see the painting created.
I try to picture what it would have been like for him to be painting. But, of course, that's not the way he would paint at all. He would paint each doll much slower than that. But for the theatricality of it and to convey to the audience that these are small daubs of paint as opposed to strokes of paint, then the way to do that is to speed up the process.
Act Two of Sunday in the Park is somewhat problematic. More an appendix that expands on the themes of the first act, we see a modern George attempting to create his own art. Much like Seurat, he must maneuver and manipulate and cajole in order to continue working as an artist. If the spotlight in the original New York production was on the music as performed impeccably by Bernadette Peters and Mandy Patinkin, director Bill English's focus at SF Playhouse is in clarifying the relationship and honing in on Seurat's obsession. If Patinkin sang beautifully, he never quite mastered the craziness of obsession. Here, John Banbury is less perfect in his singing, but explicates the madness, which then clarifies the relationship with Dot, played by Nancy Zoppi, and specifically the lyrics in their duets during the first act. Special mention must go to Maureen McVerry as Seurat's mother, who triumphs in her one song, Beautiful. Sunday in the Park is a play that does something more than most musicals. It tries to explain the artistic vision from the artist's perspective, shedding light on our humanity in a way that's rarely seen anywhere, let alone in a Broadway musical. Sunday in the Park with George plays at SF Playhouse in San Francisco through September 8th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.